Since its inception, the biannual book sale, organized by the Friends of the Peterborough Public Library, has raised over $800,000. Twice a year, volunteers sort heaps of used books to sell for a dollar each. The proceeds are donated to the library and its programming. This year, the event marks its 40th anniversary. CFFF spoke to book sale organizer Jerry McBride and other friends of the library about their roles in the event and what it means to them. And Jerry, tell me a bit about your role and involvement in this organization.
Well, I'm the co-chair of the Friends of the Library, and twice a year we do our giant book sale, one in the spring and one in the fall. We have thousands of books. The sale goes on for 2 days. It starts tomorrow, Friday, and tomorrow it runs from noon till 7, and on Saturday it runs from 10 till 3.
This marks 40 years. This coincides with 40 years of the Friends of the Library, is that right?
That's right. This is the 40th anniversary of the Friends of the Library. So, allowing for COVID, that's probably somewhere around 75 book sales we've done. We have raised, we recently hit the $800,000 benchmark for money raised for the library. And the money goes to programs at the library and events and some... equipment and things that for the children's department and different departments.
That's incredible. And I mean, considering especially there's been some turbulence, some questions regarding the library's funding in recent years, what do you see like as important about this organization and this initiative bringing people together?
As I say, we each book sale brings in around $12,000 to $15,000, and we kind of see it as funds that the library can use on things that they might not be able to do as readily. Like, it means they can do more programs, they can recently we've allotted about $10,000 for equipment for the new Miskin branch. So it just kind of allows the library to purchase things that they might otherwise have to wait on if they didn't have the funds.
Right. And how many book sales have you personally been involved in?
That's a good question. I think this is my fourth or fifth. I've been with the FOL for about 4 years, maybe more than that, because I think I've been with the FOL for about 4 years, so maybe six or seven. We have some members who have been here for going on, one I can think of has been here for going on 30 years. So a lot of the people, have been involved for quite a long time.
Jerry introduced me to one such member, Marie, who had been a volunteer with Friends of the Library for over 30 years. All right, I'm here with Marie, and Marie, Jerry tells me that you're one of the longest-serving volunteers with the Friends of the Library.
That's correct. I've been here about 31 years.
That's incredible. And you're a former school librarian, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So how did you get involved with the Friends of the Library?
One of my volunteers at the school where I worked had retired, and she was helping here, and she said, "Why don't you come?" And so I did, and that was, the rest is history.
Jerry also introduced me to June Lamoureux. She's the one responsible for wrangling all of the volunteers that make the biannual book sale possible. I'm here at the book sale, and I'm here with
June Lamoureux.
And you're the chair of the book sale, is that correct?
I'm head of the team that organizes the book sale, yes.
And what does that involve, logistically?
Last night, we had a group of students who were going to get community hours who came and helped us move all the boxes of the books in here. And as you can see this morning, we have a large number of volunteers who have worked all year to sort the books that have come in into different categories. We're going to set them all out, and when people come tomorrow, they can go to exactly what they're looking for, or they can just browse any section that they want.
Right. What's your favorite part of working with the sale?
I guess we get a lot of children. Sometimes they're kids that have been brought every year by their parents, so they know what they're going to be able to see and get. We get a large group of regulars who will come tomorrow, all excited about the treasures they're going to get. But we also get new people who have heard of it through our advertising and have come for the first time and can't believe that all these books are available mostly for $1. And they'll ask us several times, how much are the books? We tell them, everything is $1. And they can't believe that they can fill a bag full of books for $10 or whatever.
Lastly, I asked Jerry and June if either of them had any special finds or favorite books that they had acquired in their years working with the book sale.
That's a great question. I personally love science books, and there's a lot of nonfiction science books. One of the perks of being with the Friends is when the books come into the sorting room, if we see one we like, we can just borrow it and read it and bring it back. Or we also have books up in the lobby, on the lobby shelf for donation as well. We have a whole room, like our big room here is filled with books, but there's another room adjacent to it that's for collectibles, more for like old books. And sometimes we find some pretty amazing old picture books and first editions and things that are sold in there.
My son teaches philosophy at Brock. He's always looking for treasures. He used to work actually at the book sale when he was a student at Trent. So I'm always looking for some older philosophy book that I send him a picture of and ask him if he would be interested in it. So I'm adding to his collection.
Right.
So yesterday when I was here, I actually found a book on The Simpsons philosophy, which I've never seen before. And my kids are big fans. They're not kids, but big fans of The Simpsons. Sure. So I purchased that book and I can't wait for them to see it.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Friends of the Library book sale runs from Friday, April 24th at 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Peterborough Public Library. The sale has hundreds, if not thousands, of books available, each for only $1. But if that selection seems overwhelming, Jerry says not to worry.
Lots of different categories. If you can't find something you're looking for, please ask, because we're always happy to go on a treasure hunt and help somebody to find something.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF, in Peterborough.